Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Knoxville Fire Department Chief Jim Mitchell talking about severe weather awareness. Can you just kind of give us a little overview, Chief?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Obviously, we do get involved. We have several members that attend the Storm Spotters training, and so they go out and spot for storms and look for the funnel clouds and then report back. So they're part of that system. And I think as well, we learned a lot from Parkersburg tornado and have reacted to that accordingly. We also like to participate in the annual drill. It's just a drill, and it's definitely volunteer participation, but I encourage all citizens to at least, if you're not going to participate in the drill, at least have the conversation with your family about what is it that we're going to do and what location of the basement is the best. If you have a basement, if you don't, where at in the house? And maybe even a surplus of water, maybe some treats, a flash battery operated flashlight that actually has good working batteries and isn't in a toy, a radio, so we can stay tuned into KNIA for further directions, and a spot, you know, that's comfortable, especially if you have young kids.
Right.
You don't want something that's cold and hard, and maybe a few toys for them as well so that they can stay occupied. Because when it hits, and you want to be there.
Sure.
It's not anything that you watch from the kitchen window and or the street, the sidewalk. You need to react and take cover. Obviously, we know that when the sirens do go off, it means that we're possibly 30 miles away with a tornado, and there's no time for that. Who knows how fast it's moving?
Sure.
You may just have a few minutes to take cover.
Okay.
And I think another thing that we need to understand as citizens is that the sirens are an outdoor warning device. It's not indoor warning device. So obviously you need, the sky looks dark, it looks black, and you know it's forecasted. Stay tuned to your local television, your local radio stations to make sure you're up to date, because we don't always hear those sirens indoors.
So for those in rural areas that, I mean, is that the best thing to do, is just keep the radio on, keep the TV on?
Absolutely. We strategically place our sirens in the city of Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
It does cover some rural areas, but deep in the rural, there's just no outdoor warning signal. All the more reason, stay tuned in, know what's coming your way, and hopefully you'll be prepared.
Yeah. In the event that something does happen, what's your first line? You know, what's the first thing the fire department does?
We'll be notified that the sirens are about to go off, and maybe even in conjunction with the siren sounding. We will respond to the station. We may already have storm spotters out and about, strategically placed. We work with the Emergency Management Agency, and he coordinates that. It depends on the path. If we're right in line with the path, we may empty our fire station and take our trucks outside of that path. I think Parkersburg really learned their lesson there. The last thing we want is to have all of our assets in the station and have the station get hit.
Sure.
So in the event, there may be a lot of decision making that's pretty fast paced, and we'll react accordingly.
Is there anything else you can think of that you want people to know?
No, I just can't encourage enough that people need to react and react quickly when the sirens do sound or when there's a report on the radio to take cover. You may only have a few minutes. It's not a time period that, I'm going to check the sky out for myself and see. You need to react. You need to get to your basement, that spot in your basement that you've identified to be the best location away from windows, and wait for the storm to pass. I know in the event of Attica, I've talked to several people that was the most difficult part, was, has it passed and now what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
So wait, make yourself seen. In the event that, God forbid, we get a tornado, but wait for us to come around and we'll start doing a head count and make sure that everybody's okay.
Okay.
But it's tough to find people when they're inside of a shed looking for a shovel, or stay out by the curb so we know everyone's and we can do a head count. We can make sure everyone's safe.
Okay, be visible.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Karen.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Fire and Rescue Chief Jim Mitchell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.